and welcome to another episode of the Scarlet Nation podcast on the 24/7 Sports Network. I'm your host, Chris Iconis. Today, we've got another football commit. We're sitting down with Rutgers quarterback commit A.J. Cerace as he gets ready for his senior year of high school at Notre Dame. A.J., really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
So I guess just to start things off, you know, you're about a little over a month away from the start of your senior high school season. What are you looking forward to the most as you get set for that?
Yeah, I mean, we're working really hard. Practice has been going great. Yeah, I'm really excited just to for just the team as the whole. I mean, we're practicing really well. I mean, I think we definitely have some big goals. You know, obviously it's nice to have Gabe. You know, I'm really excited for the offense. I've been throwing it pretty well. The receivers have been working really hard. So yeah, I'm really excited.
It's interesting you bring up Gabe because, you know, that decision for him to transfer came a little while back, and you actually got the chance to take the field in a 7-on-7 setting with him earlier this month. What was that experience like, and what were you able to get out of that?
Yeah, I mean, it was really great to have him up. I mean, he's really an awesome player. I mean, he's so explosive, and, you know, being able to use him is going to be, you know, a huge help for us. And just having him meet all his new teammates and all the guys, you know, was really good for him too.
And just from your perspective, you talked about how well you felt your offseason was going. What do you think you've been able to get out of some of those 7-on-7s so far?
Yeah, the offseason definitely went really well. Definitely made a lot of progress in a lot of different areas. But yeah, 7-on-7s are always great to get out with our receivers and get timing down. And, you know, for me, just making decisions and being decisive and getting the ball where it needs to be.
I got the chance at various points to sit down with your high school coach at Notre Dame and also with your personal quarterback coach. And one of the things they touched on was, you know, how you've been able to develop in the weight room and become a stronger quarterback. How do you feel you've progressed in that regard? And how has that sort of helped you as a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I love lifting. And our strength coach, Coach Frank, actually played at Rutgers, came from Rutgers. And I mean, I really think he's the best. He's really helped me a lot. And, you know, definitely, I've definitely made progress. You know, definitely trying to stay mobile too. So I definitely do a lot of work with my shoulders, staying flexible and all that. But yeah, I mean, I love lifting, love the weight room. It's definitely been a really big help for me.
When did Rutgers first come into the picture as far as your recruitment was concerned?
Yeah, so going into my sophomore year, I went to camp that June. It was when it all started. Got all the photo shoots, the tours. That's, you know, met Coach Chiano. So that was definitely really cool for me. Then sophomore year, that spring, I threw for them again. Went back to camp. After camp, I got offered. Spent a lot of time with Coach Chiano in the meeting. And, you know, that was really an awesome day for me. I was definitely pumped up about that one. Then going into my junior year, went to a game. Then that winter when Coach Shiraka got hired, I talked to Coach Chiano at first about it, and then Coach Shiraka called me. He went to see me throw. That went really well. So then they brought me in, and, you know, really we tried to speed up that whole process with Coach Shiraka. So talking to him a lot, and then, you know, when I got there on my visit, it really wasn't a visit. It was like me and him in the quarterback room for a couple hours going over everything, really speeding up the process. And then right after that, I met with Coach Chiano for a while, for like 30 plus minutes. And I mean, that's really a couple of weeks later I committed because I mean, that really, you know, they really showed me the vision, and I've said it. I mean, it means more to me playing for Rutgers, and that's where I want to go. That's where I wanted to win. And, you know, once I got that affirmation from Coach Rocca and from Coach Chiano that I knew that they were the ones that could do it, and I believe that they could do it. I knew I wanted to go there.
It's interesting you bring up Coach Shiraka because he got to Rutgers, as you said, not long before you ultimately decided to commit. So What about him as an offensive coordinator stands out to you that really sold you?
Yeah, I mean, I really, you know, right off the bat, we hit it off, you know, just talking about throwing. And I think, you know, we see it the same way of, you know, how to throw the ball and how he's going to get me to be just a better thrower of the football. And then once we started talking football and he had me on the board, you know, you could just tell right away, he's a great teacher. You know, he expects a lot out of his quarterbacks, and you know, he really pushes them. And I got to see a lot more of that this spring. You know, sitting in the quarterback meetings, it was, you know, it definitely confirmed everything that, you know, he's going to push you to be the best. You're going to learn a lot and you're definitely going to develop.
And could you also expand a little bit on your conversations with Coach Schiano and what impressed you about him?
Yeah, I mean, we really just talked about the future of the program and his vision. And, you know, I always love talking to Coach Schiano. I think he's a great mind. I can't wait to play for him. And, you know, that was really it. I mean, I really wanted to play for him. I really wanted to win here and I wanted to do it with him.
You talk about Coach Schiano and selling you on this vision for the future. Why do you think this is the moment for Rutgers? Why do you feel like now is a point where they're going to take that inflection and sort of continue to build and grow in the Big Ten? What sells you about Rutgers in that respect?
Yeah, I mean, I think the foundation is set with the culture, and then the coaching staff that they brought in is awesome. I mean, they can coach with anyone. You know, I really believe in all those guys. And then the players, you know, I love the classes that we've been building. I love the class that we're building right now with the 24s, and I'm sure it'll move on to 25s. And I think we're definitely going to have the team to do it. And not just the team, but, you know, the guys who are recruiting are great people too that love football.
I want to kind of switch gears to the recruiting class because you came on pretty early. Early February, you were the third commit of the class a couple weeks after Gabe had committed. Why did you feel comfortable committing at a relatively early point in the process?
Yeah, I mean, really, I went to Rutgers and, you know, from that conversation, it was, I'm going to Rutgers, you know, why wait? Let's start building it now. Let's build the 24 class and to a good one, you know?
And what are you looking forward to the most about playing with the class that's coming together?
Yeah, I mean, they really are all great players and all talented in many different ways. But, you know, talking to a lot of the coaches, they're like, you know, these guys are great players, but they're great people. They love football. They fit Rutgers, which is why I'm really excited to play with them.
Another thing that you had mentioned the last time we spoke was that you, along with Gabe and I'm sure some others as well, you've been instrumental in trying to convince other potential commits to come to Rutgers. What has being part of that process been like? And, you know, what have you been able to take away from that?
Yeah, it's been really fun to do that. Going to a lot of the spring practices made it really easy to just see guys in person and definitely texting guys, calling guys. But really, when you get to see them in person, you know, you can really talk to them about why I chose Rutgers, why I believe in Rutgers, you know, why Rutgers is recruiting them. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, they're the right fit for Rutgers. There's a reason why we're recruiting them. And, you know, I think a lot of them see that.
To go back to your point about committing relatively early and now being able to, as you said, you know, being a lot of the spring practices, be with the coaching staff a lot. I know you said you get up to Rutgers fairly often. How beneficial has it been for you to just sort of, you know, pick the brains of Coach Sciarrocca and the rest of the staff and Coach Schiano and really get insight into what Rutgers is trying to do scheme-wise?
Yeah, no, that was definitely awesome. Committing early, getting to go up to a bunch of spring practices, especially the meetings, just seeing how he coaches, what's expected of you, you know, what the standard is. And then just getting to watch practice, how they play, you know, some of the drills they're doing and, you know, just spend time with the coaches. And, you know, a lot of them, I mean, all of them are great coaches, great minds. And, you know, I really learned a lot just that spring.
Do you think talking with them, in addition to understanding what you're going to be expected to do when you get to Rutgers, has that also helped in terms of your development, you know, as you head into your final high school season?
Yeah, I mean, the standard's definitely a lot higher for a college quarterback, and that's the standard I've been working at and getting to. And, you know, I want to be the best I can be. And, you know, that's how I'm working.
What are you hoping to get out of your upcoming trips up to Rutgers? I think you said you were going back towards the back end of this month, if I'm not mistaken. What are you looking to get out of that?
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. Throwing it around with KJ and Ben Black and Crumpler, all the tight ends, you know, that's going to be fun getting to throw with those guys. And then, you know, it's going to be fun to just all hang out together as commits. You know, we really haven't done that, you know, on the official visit. A couple of us were committed. A couple of us went the next week, but we're all going to be together and just hanging out, you know, because that's going to be, you know, the next couple of years of our lives. So, yeah, it's definitely looking forward to that.
Another thing that stood out from talking to your coaches, and this is a pretty universal theme, was that your ability to read defenses and just understand the game of football was at a really high level. They were really complimentary in that respect. How do you think that ability has developed as you've gone through your high school career, your college recruitment process, and as you've continued to grow and develop?
Yeah, I definitely spend a lot of time on that stuff. And I mean, understanding as much as I can, learning as much as I can. You know, I really can't wait to get to Rutgers. And, you know, Coach Sharaka says he's going to take me to QB school, and I can't wait to learn, you know, right when I get there, learn a lot more, definitely. But yeah, I definitely, you know, being decisive and anticipating is definitely very important and something I take really seriously.
How much does coming from a family that has a coaching background and having a dad that's currently coaching at Princeton, from a football IQ perspective, how has that helped you?
Yeah, it's really helpful. My dad definitely knows a lot. And, you know, whenever I have a question or watching film with him, you know, I don't hesitate to reach out to him. So it's really helpful.
As you are entering into your final season, I know you talked about how excited you are to play one more year at Notre Dame. Just what is, you know, the mindset? What are the goals? Like, what are you hoping to get out of this last season?
Yeah, I mean, we want to win. You know, we're working really hard for a reason. And, you know, I think we definitely have the team to do it this year and do some big things. So, yeah, just win.
All right. AJ Cerace, want to thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on the Scarlet Nation podcast. It was great to sit down and sort of get to know a little bit more about, you know, your process with Rutgers, what you're looking forward to, and that experience. Always good to hear from the recruit perspective of that. So really appreciate the time.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All right. That does it for us here on this episode of the Scarlet Nation podcast. I'm your host, Chris Aconis. As a reminder, you can always get the latest Rutgers football and basketball news and also interact with us on the message boards at scarletnation.com. That'll do it for us for this episode. We'll see you next time.